Greetings in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is faithful. Amen. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem. The section still after the new creation concerning the foundations of the New Jerusalem. Chapter 37, Cephas, C-E-P-H-A-S, Cephas, the Apostle Peter, the Rock. Scriptures. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He said to them, Come and see. And they came, and they saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messias, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. John chapter 1, verses 38 to 43. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 16. Verses 15 to 19. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, ye are God's husbandry, God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if any man buildeth on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire, and the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 15, American Standard Version. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as if it were transparent glass. Revelation chapter 21, verses 14 to 21. End scriptures. Vision. The storm then began to send forth lightning bolts, which struck the foundations of the city. Each bolt struck one layer of each foundation. I saw this lightning first strike the lowest row of the foundation, the jasper stones built into the bottommost layer. As it did, dross from the stones was shattered off, and the bright glow of that which was pure and holy and new was seen as a brilliant, radiant glory from the stones in the first row. I knew this to be the judgment of the Lord upon the lives of the overcomers, those who formed the living stones in the bottom of the most layer of the city. I saw the brightness of the glory in each stone, the same brightness of glory that was seen when one looks upon the Lord, upon the throne itself. There was no difference in the brightness or amount of glory that was found in each stone after the lightning had struck the lowest course of stones, even in the jasper row. End vision. Two more scriptures. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 13. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Matthew chapter 24, verses 26 to 28. The early church we read about in the book of Acts was phenomenal and powerful in the workings of the Spirit of the Lord. The Acts of the Apostles was written to confirm the beginning of the age of the church and of the workings of the Lord in giving us the inner man of the Spirit to obey and walk in. However, the power and glory of the church that will emerge now will overshadow the early church to such an extent that the two will be in contrast that is greater than that which was the lesser. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 to 9, American Standard Version, says, For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the precious things of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith Jehovah of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith Jehovah of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith Jehovah of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith Jehovah of hosts. The early church could not come into the glory which will now begin to come into the latter church, because the early church had one thing which was not yet fully grown. That thing was the mystery of iniquity. The mystery mentioned by the Apostle Paul a few times is seen as being already in the earth in the form of Antichrist. But it was still not yet a full cup. The history of men has been a history of the filling of this cup. The only clue we have that the cup is now full is by the words of Jesus, wherein he said that we would one day see the Son of Perdition sitting in the holy place as God, saying, I am God. This is the I am as God that I have continually warned about in my writings. Matthew 24, verses 14 to 21, American Standard Version says, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony unto all the nations, and then shall the end come. When therefore ye see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that readeth understand. To let them that are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. So now we have come to the place in world history where this has happened. Multitudes who call upon the name of the Lord are looking right at this abomination of desolation, this son of perdition, saying it is the Lord. It is in this time that we now see the sudden emergence of the latter house, the latter church, that which will be much more glorious than the one seen in the book of Acts. For there is in the midst of this mass of humanity, caught up in religion and in praying to perdition, thinking it to be the Lord, a small company, a group whom I write about, the little group I call overcomers. These are they who discern, I am that I am, whom Moses knew, from I am as God, which imitates perfectly the Christ. And I say unto you that this little group of overcomers are the latter church. For I do not believe in my doctrine that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord or trusts Jesus Christ for salvation is joined to the true church if they are looking instead unto the abomination of desolation. I believe that until they learn to discern what is the Lord and what is not the Lord, that they cannot be a part of the true church which Haggai prophesied of. Not only so, but in the summer of 2006, a little ways back, the Lord said to me that the cup of iniquity is now full. This is a signal of two things. One, that there will now be great judgments in the earth by the Spirit of the Lord, and two, that there will now also be the emergence of this incredibly glorious latter church. So that which was in infancy in the early church, namely the mystery of iniquity, is now fully grown at this point in time, where the latter church will gloriously and suddenly emerge prior to the coming of Jesus. I prophesy to you that you will see much greater works through your faith than what was done in the early church. But not just much greater works, but the actual character of the Lord Himself in holiness will emerge through the transparent lives of these who form this company, who are the Latter-day Church, the fruit of the latter rain. Hosea 6, 1-3. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He has smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. James chapter 5 and verse 7 says, Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. We have now a scene set in the earth which will end in the restitution of all creation. Everything that is now corrupted fully by this mystery of iniquity is slated for full restoration and renewal, not to be renewed to fall again, but to remove completely the entire mystery which God began in the heart of Adam and will end by the completed atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. For He alone will complete this mystery and will wrap it up in the time we are now in. He will do this by first bringing forth this glorious latter church, even the overcomers. And after He reveals them to the earth, He will come and glorify them all. Everything that Jesus is now about to do concerning the completion of His atonement will happen through the lives of the latter church. Are you in tribulation? Do you face difficulties and hardships and measures of ignorance, not always knowing fully what the will of God is for you? In this time of trouble, do you look away unto the Lord Jesus Christ alone? Is He the one in your eyesight, your gaze being only upon only Him and no other? If that is you, then you are part of this latter church. You are part of the building upon the foundation stones of the New Jerusalem, which is a picture of the Church of Christ. Christ, as the foundation of this city, is all-encompassing. Each man in order took heed to how they fit into the Lord's purposes for their lives, and they were careful to allow the Lord to have His way in them. That fitted them perfectly in that place in this city so that they would never be removed. For the jasper stone in this foundation layer speaks of completion, of total victory, because of the judgment of God and of the end of their faith. These who identify with Christ as the foundation know that the judgment of the Lord upon them is life from the dead, hope from beyond their individual hell, and righteousness in exchange for their iniquity. These who are built upon the Christ spend their lives giving the Lord His rightful place, and they refuted the ways of religious men in doing so. They do not fit in with those who work religious effort round about them, and they do not look to the world to give them their satisfaction. They know that their life and hope is in the Lord alone, no one or nowhere else. The overcomer, coming into rank and order upon the foundations of the city, is very important. This is a symbolic of order, interdependence, and unity. You cannot possibly come into this order unless the hand of the Lord places you there. And you cannot be placed there if you are not daily bearing your trials as a cross against your self-life. But the prize of being identified with the layer of jasper stones is one of the most precious promises we have of they who will take part in the first resurrection. For it is to this latter church that the marching orders will be given, and they will remove from the posts the gates of hell itself. No one will be left in bondage when this church is manifested as the glorious latter house. I am prophesying today that this is now the next motion of the Spirit of the Lord, in front of all nations and under the noses of every enemy. The Lord will arise in a greater measure of faith to openly display his faithful ones, these who have borne for years the trials of daily life. These will emerge as triumphant ones in the earth, and no one will be able to resist the power of the Lord, which will move through them in unprecedented measures, since the Spirit of life animated the dead body of Jesus. This will be a mighty resurrection, one which will usher in the next age, the third world, in which no mystery of iniquity will be present, and all that is Antichrist will be burned as stubble in the heat of a summer's fire. Through you, dear reader, will be now the weight of this city, as the body of Christ be brought to bear upon this natural creation. You are living stones built into this city, and upon you will be the honor of all the promises of God. Hold fast, dear overcomer, for this even now shall begin to break forth upon the earth, and nothing will be able to stop it or hold it back. It is indeed the pure trumpet sound of the coming of the living Christ. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.